Well, I can remember that I could buy them when I had my children, that we could get sneakers, as they called them. There was only one style, laced up to your ankle, and that's all. And they only used them kind of for sports. It wasn't something you wore every day.
So every day where you'd wear a dark color?
Yeah, leather red shoe. Or brown, brown or black leather shoe.
That's interesting. What about, this would be called a pair of...
Boudins.
Okay, now is that the same as overalls?
Uh-huh.
Okay, and a bib overall would have something in front.
Yeah, it did have the bib, and it's not so the waist is tight.
I see.
And they'd had a button on either side that unbuttoned. So they had, I can remember Dad usually left his unbuttoned, but some guys buttoned them.
Now, do they ever have anything like an overall with sleeves in it? Now, but I don't know
them that well. Yes, you could buy a coverall.
I see, those are
buttons. Uh-huh.
Now, what would they call these blue jeans, or would they ever use the word pants, or what would they use? Or is that a more recent thing?
Oh, they would probably have... Everyone had one pair of dress pants, and they would be twill or...
Would they call those dress pants, or would they call them by another name?
No, they'd call them dress pants.
Ever use the word trousers?
I've heard it. I don't remember using it so much in my family, anyhow.
Okay. And to keep your pants up, if you weren't wearing a belt, you'd wear...
Well, actually, these bib overalls had their own suspenders built into the back. The back was built up to kind of cross like this, come over and hook on a hook at the top here, and a little gadget kind of like this that would slip over the button. And they were a metal button that were, well, hook something like your button that is on your jeans right now.
Now, is that what people would, that's what kids would wear to school?
I can't remember that they made the smaller size bib overalls, but they would get blue jeans or the twill type pants that wore real good too. You bought something that wore real well in those days.
But did they call, in those days, did they call these blue jeans, or did they just call these overalls?
We always called them overalls.
Okay. And what does the word jersey mean to you?
It means a sweater.
It's a sweater.
Mm-hmm.
Now we talk a little about food, or maybe you tell me a little about. Are you much of a gardener?
Well, I used to garden quite a bit.
I forgot to get one word from you. All of those. Wooden things in your house, those are called, you sit around on chairs or couches, those are all pieces of...
Furniture.
Okay.
Took me a minute to figure out what she was after.
Maybe you can tell me about the sort of things you can grow in a garden.
Well, in this country you can't grow everything you'd like to, but you grow corn, beans, potatoes, cucumbers, squash, pumpkin.
Any ground vegetables, root vegetables?
Yeah, turnips, parsnips. Parsnips, in case you're not acquainted with them, are a vegetable you can leave in the ground. They'll freeze in the ground in the wintertime. In the spring, when you start seeing a little green come out on the dead, where it looks like dead tops, you can dig them up and have them, and they're fresh and good.
So that's their own storage system.
There, huh?